With Montana News, I'm Matt Blois. A proposal to temporarily charge a fee for state management of Montana's workers' compensation fund drew strong opposition as lawmakers began a special session to address a $227 million budget shortfall. The 3% management fee on Montana state fund assets above $1 billion would raise an estimated $30 million. The chairman of the state fund board, Kevin Braun, opposes the fee, saying the fund's investments are currently paying less than 3%.
Our returns are declining. That fee is in excess of the return that we realize on that money.
Deputy Insurance Commissioner Bob Biskupiak argued today the money came from policyholders and should remain with them. Great Falls Republican Senator Ed Buttrey sponsored the measure. He and other supporters say the temporary fee is better than cutting services to vulnerable citizens. A joint committee did not vote on the bill. The chairwoman of Montana's House Appropriations Committee is sponsoring a bill to transfer state agency money to the general fund to help balance the state budget. Republican Nancy Balance of Hamilton today spoke in favor of transferring nearly $21 million from various state agencies into the general fund. The largest amounts are $8.4 million from school facilities and technology, $8 million in highway money, and $2 million from a capital complex maintenance fund. Lawmakers did not immediately vote on the measure. State lawmakers today took up a proposal by Governor Steve Bullock to increase fees on some property owners to fund fire protections in the state. It's part of the governor's package of legislation aimed at patching the $227 million hole in the state budget. Corin Cates Carney reports.
House Bill 4 proposes freeing up $13 million in the state's general fund by asking property taxpayers to take on more of the cost for state firefighting preparedness. This bill would ask property owners in eastern Montana to pay fees that people in western parts of the state already pay. Libby Republican Senator Chaz Vincent agrees with the bill conceptually, but
one of the things that we need to keep in mind as we're looking at this policy change is that any resources that the eastern side of the state bring to the table should be resources that they can then expect to have delivered to them during a fire season. Right now, as I read this bill, this is status quo. This is bringing folks in to take $13 million off of the general fund commitment.
House Bill 4 would spread firefighting preparedness costs more evenly across the state. Property owners whose land is within classified wildland outside of municipalities would pay fees along with their property taxes. The fee amount would depend on whether their land was in a forested area and if there was a home built on the land. Other lawmakers worried about shifting more of the state's firefighting costs from the general fund to landowners. Republican Representative Kenneth Homeland of Miles City is carrying the legislation at the request of Governor Bullock. Homeland says an amendment could be added to sunset these new fees so they can be debated at greater length in the 2019 legislative session. Lawmakers could take an initial vote on this bill as early as Tuesday morning. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana became the 45th state this year to enact a law that requires schools to address childhood sexual abuse. The idea is to educate children about sexual abuse to either stop or prevent it from happening. But unlike most of those states, Montana's law isn't a mandate, and it didn't include any funding to develop a curriculum or hire people to provide training. Montana's Office of Public Instruction has created a new webpage focused on sex trafficking and sexual abuse, but a spokesman says no curriculum for schools has been developed. He expects that will get underway next year. As part of the special legislative session, Governor Bullock is asking public schools to forego tens of millions of dollars in the coming years in state transportation block grants. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Public schools would share about 6% of the burden to fill the state's $227 million budget shortfall under the proposed Senate Bill 2. It would require school districts in Montana to start tapping into the reserve funds to pay for transportation costs like buses for students. Dennis Parman with the Montana Rural Education Association says that could cause some smaller districts without much of a financial reserve to raise property taxes.
When you can't use the reserves anymore, you're going to go to your local taxpayers.
But Parman's association and representatives of MEA-MFT and the School Administrators of Montana, among others, say K-12 schools are willing to do their share to fill the state's budget gap. It could, however, cause pain among the districts in the state, they say. Senate Bill 2 would eliminate the transportation block grant starting in fiscal year 2019. saving the state nearly $12 million in general fund spending that year. Lawmakers could take an initial vote on the bill Tuesday. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Nebraska regulators plan to announce their decision next week on the proposed Keystone XL oil pipeline route across the state. The Nebraska Public Service Commission will announce its ruling on Monday after spending months evaluating arguments for and against the long-delayed project. TransCanada's proposed 1,200-mile crude oil pipeline has faced persistent opposition from environmental groups and some landowners. But the project has received needed approvals in the other states between Alberta, Canada, and Nebraska. TransCanada officials have said their preferred route is the most direct way to transport oil and crosses few major bodies of water. President Donald Trump issued a federal permit for the project in March, even though it had been rejected by the Obama administration. Trump said it would create jobs and lead to greater energy independence. I'm Matt Blois, Montana Public Radio.